Welcome everybody. Shiur number 1268. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zizel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basram Moshe. And Lila Nishmas Yehuda Tzvi Ben Yaakov. Getting back to our Malacha of Ma'amer gathering. Okay, so we are going through some various different halachas, obviously in pertaining to the Malacha Ma'amer gathering. So we established a few things. Just real quickly, as far as for the Malacha Deraisa, it would have to be in the Makam Gedula, the place where it was, the place where it grew. It has to be Gedula Karka, something that grew from the ground. We also established the fact that there are certain times that it would be Asa Midrabanan, collecting together eggs from a chicken coop and these type of things. We spoke about salt from the sea, which of course is not too applicable, but be it as it may, there are the rabbanans that do come up. Now I just want to talk about now in reference to two things. When we talk about, first of all, let's say somebody's outside. Fine, they're outside and warmer weather, whatever the case is, and there are some apples, and in case in time, which I want to go through, there's some apples on the ground that would not be muksa, let's say, for example. We'll see what that's all about. We've spoken about this in the past, but I just want to go through it again as we are talking about Ma'amer gathering fruits which grew from a tree and now fell off the tree. What exactly, when are the fruits muksa, when not? But the thing is, but now we see if we go and we gather it into a basket, that's mamish osur min ha-Torah of alts de malacha of ma'amer gathering. But is there a way to work with it? In other words, let's say like this. Let's say I find, good, I'm in my backyard. I have an apple tree, fine, very nice. And there's a couple of apples, a few apples, two or three apples. We spoke about, we'll try and see inside, even two apples to gather together in the place where they grew, would be the malacha of ma'amer. But let's say it is five apples on the floor, and I know that they're not muksa in a case in time, which we'll talk about when that is muksa. Could I pick up an apple, you know, make a bari priha eats and start eating the apple? Is that part of the malacha of ma'amer? In other words, what I'm trying to say is it only gathering it when we gather it together? In other words, I gather it together, I put it into a basket. I gather it together, I put it into a barrel. I gather it, I put it into a, whatever the case is. But let's say I pick up an apple and I want to eat an apple, right? I make a eats and the apple, I know this apple is not muksa, for example. Could I pick it up and eat the apple? But well, one second, you'll say, how could I eat the apple? It's right by the tree where it grew. Maybe that's ma'amer gathering. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah talks about. In Simon Shin Chav Beis, just to backtrack and go through the halacha again, in reference to items which fell off a tree. Now, we're not talking about the actual pulling off of a tree. Obviously, it's understandable the halacha of koitzer, uprooting. If somebody pulls a fruit off a tree on Shabbos, that's also min ha-Torah as far as koitzer, uprooting. To pull anything off its place of growth, that is one of the 39 halachas per se. So that of course is not the issue over here. But tells us the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Chav Beis Siv Gimel Peiris, and again this is something that we've went through before, but it's important to keep in mind. This is something which comes up in warmer weather. People are outside, people are in backyards, people have fruit trees, and so on. Peiris Shenashvu Mina Ilam B'Shabbos, Peiris that fell off the tree. They got ripe. They fell off the tree. Right? They fell off on Shabbos. Is Asurim Boy B'Yom. You can't eat them. It's Muksa. They're Muksa. V'La Erev Mutarim Miyad. But after Shabbos, you could eat them. Right away. What do you mean by miyad? I mean, what is that supposed to mean right away? So there's certain times, we're not going to go through this. There are certain halacha, certain things that are done on Shabbos that were done where they should not have been done, which I'm not going to get into right now, whereby a person would have to wait b'chdei shiyasu, the amount of time it takes for that thing to be done afterwards, which would mean not right after Shabbos. Okay, but be it as it may, we're not going to get off on a tangent right now, but these fruits, good. On Shabbos, you can't eat them. They fell off the tree on Shabbos. Can't eat them. Right after Shabbos, fine, you could go ahead and eat them. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkat and Ches, that you do not have to wait b'chdei shiyasa, the amount of time that it takes to do a certain malacha. Came shalei nasa behem malacha. There was no malacha, nothing actually done. You know, it fell off the tree. Hashem ripened the fruit and it fell off the tree. So there's no malacha actually done. Le'gazru b'zeh. There was no gezer. Okay, fine. So let's just get back to our subject. So it tells us the Mishnah Berurah, b'afilu imu sofek shema nashru b'shabes. Even if a person's not sure, I see an apple on the ground. right? I'm in my backyard. The apple's on the ground. I don't know. Maybe it fell off Friday. Maybe it fell off on Shabbos. I'm not sure when it fell off. So Sofik, Shema, Noshru, B'Shabbos, Gam Ken is Osir. Also, Muksa, you can't eat that apple. And by the way, the Mishabur just Agavurcha on the side, a side note, Mishabur mentions in Sifkat and Hay, even to do a mitzvah with it, you want to give it to Aniyim, you want to do some of the mitzvahs in the field, which I'm not going to get into right now, Demai and so on. But be it as it may, he says, Mikol Makom Lehuta Lehen Lavar Al Shvus the Shabbos V'yomt. If you can't be over a Shvus, even a Dirabonan, you can't be over a Dirabonan to do a mitzvah, even to give something to Aniyim. You say, well, I'm giving this to a poor person, such a big mitzvah, I'm going to take the apple, give it to a poor person. You can't do that. You can't be over a shfus, a drabonan, to do a mitzvah and give something to a poor person. Or to do any mitzvah for that matter, in general. There are certain times, certain exceptions, but that's the general rule and concept. We have to keep that in mind. A person can't just say, well, I'll be over Chol Shabbos. Listen, it's a big mitzvah. It doesn't work like that. Okay, but be it as it may, so then tells us Mishabura in Sif Katan Vav, V'hu Adin Zeroyim V'Rakas Hanim Son Ba Vaginis is also la'achlam. Also, the different type of vegetation and so on that are found in a garden is also v'aflataltalan. You can't move. Then they're mukzah. Shema nashru hayayim, because maybe, in other words, if you're in the, you're going walking in the field or whatever, something like that, or in the backyard, a person's walking, where there's vegetation, trees and so on, you can't just pick up something and start eating it because of the fact shema nashru hayayim. Maybe it fell off today. There's a suffix. Unless somebody knows for sure it did not fall off on Shabbos, it's a suffix, and we say shema nashru hayayim that possibly fell off today on Shabbos. He brings this from the Prima Gadim, and the general concept would be just when you find an apple, orange, plum, or whatever it is on the floor by the tree, unless you know for sure when it fell off before Shabbos, can't eat it on Shabbos because of the suffix. So now he says what we want to get to. Okay, so our point, which is our malach, I just wanted to go through that because it's always important when we're talking about fruits and trees and these type of things and ripening and falling off. We always want to try and chazir over that halacha that one has to be careful not to eat something that fell off a tree, even if it's a suffix, if it fell off on Shabbos, because it's muksa to eat or to move and so on. Okay, so he says like this, V'dada afilu im yadei shenashu b'erev Shabbos. Good. I know, I saw the tree in my backyard, but my apples fell off erev Shabbos. I just didn't have time to gather them, right? I didn't have time to pick them up, but they fell off erev Shabbos, for sure. They're not muksa. So then he says, V'dada afilu im yadei shenashu b'erev Shabbos. Einu imutu rak l'laket. Oh, he says you can't, it still would not be mutter to gather them together. Rak lelaket echad la'achlay. In other words, just to pick up one to eat. Okay, we'll get back to that in a minute. But he says, avol lesoif kama peris biyachad, but to go ahead and, good, the apple is no question of eating, a mukse, it fell off erev Shabbos, so I'll just go gather it together and put it into my basket. Oh, you can't do that. Avol lesoif kama peris biyachad, to gather a few fruits together into a basket or barrel or wherever I'm putting it into, Yesh bezeh iser gomer. This is us in iser gomer, which is Gedol Kamani brings down Shin Mem, which is our simen, which we've been talking about. Dover the whole dover hamakabes b'makam yidulei doyme lema'amer. It is part of the iser. It's doyme lema'amer, but be it as it may, it falls under the guideline under the melacha of me'amer. And he says, Vayin sham and mishabru the karev the yesh bezeh chiyav chatas. Okay, so be it as it may, we'll see if we can try and get into the Lashon maybe next year why he says it's karev, but be it as it may, you're playing around with fire, as they say in English, a deraisa of me'amer. But the point I wanted to just end off, but he does say, and we'll get a little bit more into this next year, Belineda, to pick up one at a time and to eat it, mutter lelaket echad. I want to eat an apple. I know for sure those apples fell off on Friday. I saw them. They fell off erev Shabbos. They didn't fall off on Shabbos when I would not be allowed to eat them. So Zeldas Mishabura, Einay Mutter Rak Lelaket Echad. Pick up one. Echad Ulaachle. One you could pick up and eat. Or right? I'll eat one. Oh, it tastes good. I'll eat another one. So that you could do. You can't gather them together. But in other words, pick up three or four apples. Can't do that. But if you pick up one and you eat it, that would be fine. I mean, I pick it up. I may, right? I was talking obviously a case in time where you could carry whatever the case is. No problem. It's your fruit. You're not taking fruit from somebody else. Obviously, it's your fruit, your backyard or whatever, your apple tree. And I know that they fell off on Friday. So, and there's five apples. There says to go and gather them together and bring them into the house. Oh, now you're dealing with the issa deraisa of ma'amer, right? Fruit, apples, oranges, plums. Doesn't matter what kind of fruit it is. I'm just giving an example. But if you want to pick up one, tells us the Mishaburu again in Simon Shin Chav Beis Sif Katan Vav, Mutarak Lelaket Echad Ula'achle. You could pick up one and make a nice bracha and eat it, or pick up one and whatever, sit down and whatever you want to do, but to eat one, to pick up one and eat it will be fine, and then you finish that. If you want to have another one, also fine. Okay, we'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Kol Tov.